Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast as we continue with the His 5 90 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. We have got 2 days left of our mobile recording, so I appreciate you tuning in with us, even as we're on the road. Today we're going to talk about being thankful and how to celebrate the circumstances that God gives us. And our verse today is 1 Thessalonians 5. 16 through 18. It says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." You know, I remember it was a few years back, I was having a birthday. It was an awesome day. I got to celebrate 34 years alive with the people that I love, and the sun was shining, and had my family by my side, and hair blowing in the wind, and it was just a great day. It started off rough, though. I remember I locked my keys in my car, made a mistake picking up the food that morning, and the knife that I used to open my birthday present sliced the contents inside of the box, rendering them useless. And I remember I was off to a pretty bad start. But as my perspective grew, you know, my inconveniences began to dim in the light of a bigger picture. I was reminded that I was celebrating 34 years of life that day. I was married to my best friend, and she still loved me, even though I act like an idiot sometimes. I had two daughters that I loved dearly, and friends and family in my life that I love deeply. I have a house to live in, a truck to drive, and, you know, I get to do what God's called me to do for a living. And most importantly, the Creator of the universe sent His Son Jesus to take my place on the cross, walk out of the tomb 3 days later, and leave His Spirit behind as a counselor to guide me in truth. And my ultimate eternal destiny is sealed by the King. And, you know, when I thought about it, it doesn't get any better than that. And that's what I needed to celebrate, not my current inconvenience. You know, our spiritual life is like that as well. As humans, we have the innate ability to focus on what's right in front of us and base our state of mind on that instead of the bigger picture. The Israelites did it in Exodus, and Asaph did it in Psalm 73, and the disciples did it at times in the Gospels. And it's easy to look at what's right in front of us, feel inadequate, and drift into a state of disappointment and resentment sometimes. But God tells us to live different. He tells us to embrace and celebrate the circumstances that we're in. And we start with celebrating our eternal circumstance. We're children of God, chosen and loved with a purpose and a mission, and no one can take that from us. We celebrate the home that God's put us in. We celebrate who God has put in our life and the mission that He called us to. We even can accept and celebrate the adversity we face because we know that adversity produces hope, character, and endurance. So we want to celebrate our circumstance today. And it feels good, takes a load off, and it really opens up our soul to the goodness of God. And you can be content in celebrating your circumstance without being complacent. So the question I have is, will we celebrate our circumstance and embrace life? Or will we condemn those circumstances and stay miserable? The choice is ours. I pray that we'll celebrate our circumstance by rejoicing always, praying continually, and giving thanks at all times. See you next time.